AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. A ruling today from the Supreme Court.
The ACA is here to stay.
That is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's reaction after the Supreme Court ruled to dismiss a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, preserving insurance coverage for millions of Americans. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The 7-2 ruling leaves the entire Affordable Care Act intact, including the now toothless requirement that people either have health insurance or pay a penalty. Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. That was the hook for Texas and other GOP-led states to challenge the law, saying if the coverage mandate was gone, the rest of the law should be too. The justices ruled there was no right to bring the suit in federal court.
Chuck Schumer says Democrats won't stand still following this ruling.
We're going to try to make it bigger and better. Establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
The Supreme Court also ruled the city of Philadelphia violated the Constitution by limiting its relationship with a Catholic foster care agency over the group's refusal to certify same-sex couples as foster parents. The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for unemployment rose last week for the first time since April. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says it's a disappointing trend.
America's job recovery should be surging, but the April and May jobs reports are disastrous. Main Street businesses are struggling to find workers, labor force participation at the worst rate since the 1970s.
Nepal's health minister says the country has significantly reduced coronavirus infections after its worst outbreak, but is in desperate need of vaccines. A police officer and a suspect were killed in a shooting that began with a traffic stop in North Georgia. A teenager in Florida is facing charges after a 6-year-old boy shot and killed himself after authorities say he had left the gun out. This is AP News. It's a big sign of reopening in France.
I am thrilled to declare Disneyland Paris officially open.
Europe's busiest theme park had been closed for 8 months. People must wear masks inside Disneyland Paris, and there's a limit on the number of daily visitors. Debbie Tater is visiting from Delaware. She's going to Disneyland Paris with her family. She hadn't seen them in
1.5 years.
It was an emotional reunion.
The best. Yep. Happiest place on earth.
Tater's daughter, Brittany Cook, says Disneyland Paris's reopening is special.
Actually, we were here in October when the park had to close last. Because we hadn't seen family since the year before, since before COVID, and so it just happened to work out that we could come for the last day it was open and the opening day.
People in France won't have to wear masks outdoors anymore, except in crowded places. A nighttime curfew, 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., will be lifted Sunday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.